Two scriptures reading this morning. The first one's going to be out of Romans 1, verses 18 through 32. The second one's going to be Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God, or give thanks to him, but became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man, and birds, and animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves a due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in passions in our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which he loved us with, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We can see clearly here that due to our sinful nature, we would have just been another part of God's wrath carried out. But in his great mercy and kindness, he chose us as his people, created us a clean heart, restored our minds, allowed us to be able to think like he does. He gave us his word. And his mercy should lead us to repentance. So if you would, pray with me. Father God, we pray, we confess our sins for you this morning. God, we know we are a sinful people. We know that there is nothing we could do that could ever earn your grace, but that it was a gift. It was your mercy. It was your love towards us. We thank you for this. We thank you for restoring us and for setting us apart from this world, that you have just shown great mercy, immeasurable mercy and grace to us. We pray that you would always remind us of this love that you've had for us, that you would write it on our hearts, that we would carry it all throughout the week. We pray, God, that you would be with us this morning, that you would take pleasure in our worship, and that you would bless the reading of your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.